When is a resignation not a resignation? Listeners may be familiar with the concept of the French exit or the Irish goodbye. This is the practice of avoiding the tedious farewells associated with escaping a social gathering by sneaking out without telling anyone. We may now have a name for the opposite, the Malaysian resignation, which is what happens when you tell everyone you're going and then stay.
We begin with breaking news out of Malaysia, where the Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has offered his resignation to the king and his political party has quit the ruling alliance.
Earlier this week, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad resigned. Much Malaysian opinion expressed surprise at Mohamad's decision to quit, but maybe it was as simple as Mohamad having decided that, at 94, he's getting a bit old for this sort of thing. Pub quiz enthusiasts duly noted that, upon Mohamad's departure from office, the world's oldest elected national leader would become Paul Biya, president of Cameroon, a relatively sprightly 87. They may have updated their spreadsheets too soon. No sooner had Mohamad tendered his resignation to Malaysia's king, Abdullah of Penang, than His Majesty appointed Mohamad interim prime minister. It now appears that this interval may be indefinite, at least if Mahathir Mohamad has any say in proceedings.
Saya akan kembali. Jika tidak,
if it is true that I still command support, I will return. If not, I will accept whoever is chosen. The opportunity for leadership is still there. I am just of the opinion that if I am still supported by all sides, it is not time for me to resign.
Mahathir Mohamad's most recent stint as Prime Minister, which began in 2018, was his second. His first, characterised by both commendable modernisation and miserable repression, lasted 22 years, from 1981 to 2003. Were one trying to argue that anyone else is the most influential figure in Malaysia's post-independence history, one would need to make an especially convincing case. When Mohamad re-entered Malaysian politics before the 2018 election, attempting to defeat the UMNO party he had led for many years, he did so, or so he said, to atone for what he called the biggest mistake of my life. This was the encouragement of his protege Najib Razak, who had become Prime Minister in 2009 and by 2018 was thoroughly enmeshed in what had become known as the 1MDB scandal. Investigations are ongoing, but Malaysians are yet to hear an entirely satisfactory explanation as to why properties linked to Najib were discovered by inquiring police to have 1,400 necklaces, 423 watches, 567 handbags, 1,600 brooches, 2,200 rings and 14 tiaras stashed in the attics and sideboards.
There are some personal possessions, a couple of handbags. Some presents, things like that.
What personal possession?
Personal, like handbags and some clothes.
Razak's next step after his election loss to Mohamad was court, where his trial on corruption charges continues. Razak denies everything, as is traditional in such circumstances.
We are not seeking revenge. What we want to do is to restore the rule of law. Yes.
When Mohamad was re-elected in 2018, aged 92, he said that he only intended to do the job for 2 years, at which he would hand over to his former deputy and intermittent nemesis Anwar Ibrahim, with whom Mohamad has had a complex relationship, in that Mohamad has, at various points, contrived to have Ibrahim imprisoned on dubious charges pertaining to alleged homosexuality, which remains illegal in Malaysia.
There is no reformership, woman. This is a cover-up. He doesn't want people to focus on his misdemeanor. He wants people to talk about how great a leader he is.
And contrived to have Ibrahim released from prison.
That he is willing to pardon Dato' Sri Anwar immediately.
Mohamed now appears to have rethought the plan to hand power over to Ibrahim. Indeed, a cynical observer might suspect Mohamed of having staged this week's crisis precisely to avoid having to do so. On Wednesday, Mohamed spoke to Malaysia's people to announce his intention to lead a new national unity government, comprised of public-spirited MPs willing to place country above party. And it might be reasonably wondered, Mahathir Mohamed above country or party? In a stiff challenge to the capacity of Malaysian voters to cope with cognitive dissonance, Mohamed both explained his desire to carry on and piously refuted any pernicious allegations that he was power-hungry and never intended to relinquish the premiership. Perish the thought. "I seek forgiveness," pleaded Mohamed in Wednesday's address, "if my act of resigning was wrong." It is a common failing of people who have held power past a certain length of time that they cannot countenance or perhaps even imagine anybody else holding it. They sometimes succeed in encouraging this same mental block among their people, and this rarely ends well. As we go to air, there are indications that not everyone is persuaded of Mohamed's indispensability. The Pakatan Harapan coalition Mohamed had led until Monday announced that it would go ahead and nominate his great rival Anwar Ibrahim to succeed him after all.
Telah mencalonkan Anwar Ibrahim sebagai calon Perdana Menteri bagi Kerajaan Pakatan Harapan.
It might be that only a new election will settle the matter, but Mahathir Mohamed may well believe that contesting one at 94 is no sillier than doing so at 92. Anwar Ibrahim has probably reassured himself before now that Mohamed can't go on forever. He'll be right eventually. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.